Wagoner's Walk. Cliff was doing some carpentry in the basement flat when he had an unexpected visitor.
Hey, sorry about the noise, Donald. I won't be a second now.
That's all right. You carry on.
I'm very nearly finished. I just want to get this last corner smoothed off.
You're making a good job of it.
Well, we do our best. Hey, I think that's about it. Sorry about that. These electric polishers make a bit of a din, but I was right on the last corner when you came in. Hello. What do you think of it then, Donald?
It's a coffee table.
Oh,
well done. Give the gentleman a cigar.
No, I meant, how do you think it looks? Oh,
very good. I'm not an expert, mind, but as coffee tables go, I'd say yes, definitely.
Definitely what?
Definitely. Oh, Shirley, we're pleased with that.
Ah, no, it's not for Shirley. I'm making this one for a woman up the Swiss Cottage way. Ah. A special order. I don't do this carpentry lark for fun, you know.
Oh, no, of course not. Profitable sort of sideline, is it?
Every little bit helps. And Shirley won't be bringing home any wages after this week. You know the shop shutting on Saturday?
Yes, she was telling me. That's why I called in, as a matter of fact.
Oh, how's that?
Well, I've been thinking, Cliff. Up till now, you've been doing the weekend work behind the bar part-time.
Yeah? Well, what about it? You're not thinking of making a change, are you?
In a way.
Oh, I was thinking I got that coming in regularly, man.
No. You've got the wrong end of the stick. I'm not kicking you out, old son.
Oh, aren't you?
No, far from it. In fact, well, I already offered to take you on all Christmas week, didn't I?
Yes, and I'd have liked to have helped you out, but... Well, you see how it is, and Mum and Dad would never forgive me if I called off our visit home.
How would you feel about doing a full week every week? I mean, after Christmas, when you're back in London.
A full week?
Well, 6 nights, anyway. You'd want one evening to yourself, obviously, but I could do with the extra help, and you see, we've got the hang of the job very quickly. You know all the regulars as well as I do, too.
Mm, it's a thought. I'd have to talk it over with Shirley, of course.
Some of those temporary girls I've had in lately have been very unreliable. I'd be glad to get somebody permanent.
I see. Well, as I say, I'll talk to Shirley. It's certainly worth thinking about.
Anyway, I won't hold you up now. Pop in and let me know tomorrow sometime.
Oh.
Hello. What are you doing here, Sophie?
I live here. Well, didn't you know?
I thought you lived somewhere in Bayswater when I rang you.
Well, I did. But I've left there.
Oh, I see.
Then I went to stay with friends, and then the Nashes offered me a room here. I only moved in yesterday.
Oh, yes. Settled in comfortably, have you?
Very. Thank you.
Good. I was very sorry to hear. You know...
Yes.
You never think these things ever happen to...
To people like us.
It was a terrible shock.
Yes, it was.
I didn't know whether to get in touch, if there was anything I could have done, then, of course, but...
Well, I know what you mean. Anyway, what are you doing here, Donald?
I just called in to see Cliff.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I'd better be getting back to the pub. You know, if there ever is anything I can do, anything at all.
Yes. Well, thank you, Donald. Oh.
Shall I see who it is?
No, it's all right. I'll do it. It's just I'm a bit edgy at the moment. Bill.
Hello, Sophie. Can I come in?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Oh. Afternoon.
I was just on my way out. I'll see you sometime, I expect.
Yes, I expect so.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
What did he want?
He didn't come to see me. He was downstairs talking to Cliff.
Oh, I see. Well, I thought for a minute.
In case, what on earth has it got to do with you if Donald Fitzroy did come to see me?
Nothing, really.
Right. It has nothing to do with you at all. Now, was there anything else you wanted to say to me?
I thought I'd call in because I missed you yesterday. At the old bakery. I was sorry not to see you when you left.
Bill, has it ever occurred to you that perhaps I didn't want to see you?
I know how you feel.
You don't know how I feel. Or you wouldn't keep coming and pestering me.
I'm sorry, it was probably stupid of me, but I wasn't sure if you'd be here till the end of the week. I thought you might be going away for the holidays.
What difference does it make where I am?
Well, only I wanted to get this to you in time, that's all.
What?
It's your Christmas present. I bought it a while back. Seemed a pity to leave it.
Oh. Bill, I'm sorry.
No need to be sorry. Well, I'll be on my way then, eh?
No, look, don't do that. Come up to the top flat. I'll make a cup of tea.
I managed to get away from the office early for once, which was a miracle.
Yeah, what did Maurice Gill ever say about that?
He didn't see me go, thank goodness. But, I mean, it is only fair. We have to have some time off to do our Christmas shopping.
Oh, darling, did you manage to find that special building kit Jeremy wanted? Number 4 said it makes up into a boat.
No, I tried 3 different toy shops. No luck. But I did get the doll in the carrycot for Jill.
Oh, no. I got that, too.
Oh, Peter. Well, we'll have to give 1 to Jill and 1 to Jane, that's all.
But Jane didn't want a doll. She wanted a wheelbarrow.
Well, you can get her a wheelbarrow as well.
Then she'll have 2 presents from us and Jill only 1.
Well, perhaps you'd better get 2 wheelbarrows while you're at it. Oh, isn't Christmas difficult?
Difficult? It's pure hell. Did you do anything about Father?
Yes, thank goodness. I got him a lovely cardigan. I thought even if he is still in hospital, he can sit up in bed and... What's the matter?
I got him a pullover.
Well, when he sits up in bed, he's going to be nice and warm, isn't he?
Darling, we really will have to get ourselves organised. We must both have copies of the present list and we must decide in advance who's going to get what.
Good Lord, who's that?
Oh, that's funny. Good gracious. Hello, Mr. Tully.
I'm sorry to call in like this unannounced, Mr. Tyson.
Oh, come on in.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to see you. I've been wanting you and Liz to meet. Darling, this is Mr. Tully.
Oh, hello. What a nice surprise.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mrs. Tyson. You must excuse me coming round to the back door, but I saw your Jeremy in the front room watching the television, and I thought perhaps this way I could slip in without him seeing me.
Oh, why's that?
Well, you see, I've got something for him.
Oh, it's finished. Oh, Cliff, that's very good.
Yes, not too bad, is it?
She'd be pleased with that.
Well, let's hope so.
You ought to make one like it for us.
Oh, don't tell me you're bored with the one I made for you already. Anyway, I just can't afford the time. By the way, Donald popped over an hour ago.
Oh, I thought I saw him. I was looking out the shop and I saw him going in the front door. What did he want?
Oh, he offered me a job, didn't he?
Oh, Cliff, not over Christmas. I thought you told him...
No. After Christmas. Working regularly, every evening.
Oh, I see. What did you say?
Well, I said I'd have to talk to you about it, naturally.
Yeah. But what do you think?
Well, the money would be a help, of course, and, well, I would get 1 evening off a week.
And that's the only time I'd ever see you, 1 night a week?
Yeah, I know, love, but, well, if you're dead set against the idea, I'll tell him it's not on.
Well, are there any letters for me by second post?
A couple of Christmas cards, that's all. Mm. Why?
Well, you know I wrote off to those firms that were advertising. Vacancies in the accounts department. I was hoping I might have had some replies by now.
No, I'm sorry. Not perhaps tomorrow.
Yeah, perhaps not. I've got to face it, Cliff. They can probably pick up some bright kid fresh out of school with all the right A-levels.
You got the qualifications?
I did have, but that's a few years ago now.
Look, you'll get a job, Caveat.
Maybe. And just to be on the safe side, I reckon you'd better say yes to Donald Fitzroy.
Do you really think so?
Well, I can't say I'm all that keen on the idea, but I suppose one of us ought to be bringing home a regular pay packet. You'd better put it away, Peter, just in case Jeremy comes in.
I just can't stop looking at it. It's beautiful. All the detail. Whales around the deck. Life belt.
You think he'll like it then, do you?
Oh, he'll be knocked out by it.
If he ever gets a chance to look at it. Peter, do put it back in its box.
Well, I don't know what he's done to deserve it. Magnificent.
I made it when I was in my teens, I suppose. And it just sits up on a shelf at home gathering dust. I thought Jeremy might find a use for it.
Well, it's terrific. It really is.
Apart from anything else, You wouldn't let me settle up with you for helping me with those accounts of mine.
Look, Mr. Tully, I told you. It's my pleasure. I was glad to do it.
Well, I was very grateful. The bookkeeping side has never been my strong point, Mrs. Tyson.
Nor mine.
Good gracious, is that the time? Here's me sitting talking, keeping you from your supper.
No, not at all. It was lovely to meet you at last.
How on earth did you find us? I didn't tell you the address, did I?
Oh, it wasn't hard. I only had to look at the phone book. There was only one Pete Tyson in this part of the world. There's an eighth Tyson not so far off.
Yes, that's my father.
Oh, yes. You said he was in hospital. How's he getting on?
Oh, he's making progress, but slowly. You can't rush these things, especially when you get to father's age.
That's a fact. Well, I must be on my way. I hope he's out and about again soon. Good night, Mrs. Tyson. Very nice meeting you.
Well, lovely meeting you. And thank you again for Jeremy's presence. I'll see you out.
Good night, Mr. Tyson.
Good night, Mr. Tully. See you after the holiday, I hope.
Oh, yes, I hope so. And a happy Christmas to both of you in the meantime. Here you
go. Bye.
Bye.
Can you see your way along the side path? Bit dark. Well, mind the dustbins.
I can manage. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, darling, isn't he nice?
Yes, I thought you'd like him.
Yes. Can't wait to go and visit the boatyard now.
Look, it's no good. I was going to be beautifully self-disciplined and not open until Christmas Day. I can't stand the suspense any longer. Yeah. I've got to unwrap it now.
Well, it's your present. You can do whatever you want.
Well, from the shape of it, it's got to be either a tray or it's a... Oh, good, it's a picture.
I don't know whether you like it, but landscapes are usually pretty safe.
It's not just a landscape, is it? It's the pen I wear.
Yeah. Well, I saw it in a shop window and I thought, that's for Sophie. It's the view looking back down the pass. Remember?
Yeah, we stood just about here and tried to get our breath back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look, even the weather's the same. Look at that sky. Sunshine and storm clouds all mixed up together.
Your holiday was a bit like that, as I remember. Anyhow, I hope you like it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, I feel terrible now.
Whatever for?
Well, I haven't got you anything.
Oh.
I've hardly done any Christmas shopping at all.
Don't be silly, that don't matter.
Well, yes, it does. I will get something, I promise. I don't know what it'll be, mind you. You'll have to wait and see.
You don't have to do that, you know.
No, I know, but I want to. Oh, what were we talking about before?
I was telling you about those flaming Christmas dinners, weren't I?
Oh, right, 250.
Yeah, I must have been crazy to have to get rid of them. Sheer bloody-minded stubbornness, I reckon.
Didn't it work out?
Well, I spent all day carting the perishing things round in a freezer van. I did manage to unload about half of them in the end, calling in at the little corner shops, flogging a few here and there. Oh, heck, it was hard work, though.
So you've still got... How many left over?
900, I suppose. Yeah. I tried everything. I went up to the old people's home at Rowan Court. They didn't want to know. In the end, I even tried to give them away to people in the street. Everybody looked at me as if I were barmy.
I must have seemed a bit peculiar.
Ah, yeah. Stare. On a frozen Christmas dinner. No questions asked. Falling off the back of an igloo.
Then I'd love to have seen you.
Oh, well, strikes me they'll be living off roast turkey and Christmas pudding at the old bakery from now till Whitsun.
I don't know why it seems so funny. I'm all right. I'll be all right.
Don't worry. You go ahead and cry, Sophie.
And don't hold me.
No, I won't.
Just go on being there.
All right. We'll go on being here. Oh, don't you worry, lass. Thank you.